I'm going to switch. We're going to skip a little bit. Since we're getting towards the end of the time for this year, number one, and number two is, although we only go sometimes a few lines at a time, the truth is we've been jumping all over the Gemaras from the beginning of the parak, from Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet on the days, and we've covered pretty much the main topics. There are a few other, we've been analyzing and comparing and contrasting Chametz on one hand with other Macholos Asuros, and we've seen quite a few paradigms or different models of Macholos Asuros and Isurei Hana. Most particularly in the last couple of Shiurim, we discussed Nevela and Trefa and Chulin Shenishkatu Bazara and then Gira Nashe, and along the way we've discussed Kilayak Kerem and Orla and Basa Bacholav. In terms of being Nene Shalokaderech or being Okal Shalokaderech. So really we've been in this whole Chizkiya Rabbavo topic, goes from Chaf Aleph Amud Beis pretty much through Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And we haven't seen all of them. There's one topic I want to get back to if possible. That's the issue of the Isur Schora. Can you profit? Can you be, can your main business focus be in trafficking, let's say, Macholos Asuros? Obviously not Isurei Hana. If something's also by Hana, then obviously there's an Isur Schora. You can't, they can't profit from it. But whether something is Macholos Asuros on the surface, there should be no problem profiting, because it's not also by Hana. Yet there's something called an Isur Schora. So I do want to get back to that. That's the one big topic that that we haven't yet done in this area, but the other ones, the relationship between Achila and Hana, especially, and how that plays out in Chametz and six or seven or eight or these different categories of Macholos Asuros and Isurei Hana, we've done that and we've been jumping all over between back and forth between Chaf Aleph and Chaf Dalet and Chaf Dalet and Beis as we've been doing that. So what I want to do now is go to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, because there's some other big topics in the parak. We're not going to get through all of them, but since we've almost we've done the main highlights, certainly, of Chaf Aleph through Chaf Hei, so I wanted to at least get in some of the topics, they're big topics here as well, but they're a little bit different than just Achila and Hana, though they overlap that as well. So I want to do that for the next few weeks, and I still want to get in Skora at one point. So let's start with the Gemara here in Chaf Hei. It's a famous Gemara about the concept of Yehari Bar Yavor. It's a sugya which is well known, but people don't usually see it from the Pesachim side. So I want to do that first, and then we'll see which other topics we can get in. So the Gemara says here on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, everybody have it? It's Amar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's about one-third of the way up from the bottom of the page, or two-thirds down, depending on your point of view. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan, but kol misrapin chutz me'atzei asher. So this is a very important Gemara. The Gemara here says that if a person is ill and his therapy can be found only by means of, or the question is his therapy, his medicine comes from a tree which is a nevad. It's something which is worshipped as an Avodah Zara. In other words, his medicine is coming from Avodah Zara. So the question is, are you allowed to partake? Can you save your life, in other words, if it means engaging in, enjoying Avodah Zara? Yaakov says in the name of Yochanan, but kol mitzrapin, right, you can, anything can be used for therapy, for medicine, chutz me'atzei asher, with the exception of Atzei Asherah, a tree which is Nevad L'Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Hey Chadavi, what's this case? What are we talking about? What are the circumstances that we're dealing with here? He named it the Ikasakana. If the person is in danger, and his life is at stake, then Afilo Atzei Asherah Nami. And one would think that even if it means partaking of an Atzei Asherah, that would also be permissible. Lika Sakana, if there is no danger to his life. It's just a question of therapy or medicine in a lesser kind of an illness. Then even if it wasn't a Avodah Zarah, say it was Kelayim or Basa B'Chalav or Pigal or Nosar, you know, Stam illness wouldn't qualify to permit the use or the eating or the hana from one of those substances. It's an Iser Doraisa. And mostly we think that a Kol Hashem Sakana doesn't have sufficient status, right, to be Matir in Iser Doraisa. We come to the end of the topic. We'll speak a little bit about the question of Shaloka Derech. If Achila Shaloka Derech or Hana Shaloka Derech is a Din Doraisa, right, is it possible that there's a heter of Kola She'en Bo Sakana? That's what halachic status does Kola She'en Bo Sakana have? Just to, you know, whet your appetite a little bit. Just to give one example, the Mishnah in the second parak of Sukkah, Daf Chafayim and Beis, explains that Kola U'Misham She'en, that if a person is ill, and the people who attend to that person are Pturim Minasuk. And the Gemara, of course, explains that we're talking about Chola She'en Bo Sakana. And this is one of the rare explicit that Makoros, that a Chola She'en Bo Sakana has halachic status, halachic stature. There, one could say that it's a special, by the way, with everything I have, this year is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Chaya. I don't know how you say it.
Mushkud,
Bas Moshe Baruch, who's Rabbi High Arbisfeld's mother, and the Shomish and Ali and Shmaim. I got distracted.
What did you say? Mushkud.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the shir is dedicated in memory of.
I didn't get you from what?
Sukkah.
Oh,
Yeshiva the Sukkah. Now, Yeshiva the Sukkah is of course an interesting category, because there are other things that are pturim mishiva b'sukkah too. A chasan v'shushbina var pturim b'sei mishnah. A mitzdayer is pturim b'sukkah. So there are those who say, yeah, that's it's not that there's any special, you know, yichus to a kol hashem b'sakana. It's logara. Maybe it's a little better. It's adif a little bit. Mitzdayer only the person who's mitzdayer is pturim b'sukkah. And Chol Hashem Bo Sakana is just a little more of an issue, not only the Chola, but the Misham She'ah as well. But it's really an extension of Mitzar Patz Masaka. But it's interesting to note that the Levush disagrees. The Levush says, no, it has nothing to do with Mitzar. Even if, for example, the rule of Mitzar doesn't apply, as long as someone's a Chola, Hashem Bo Sakana is Patz Masaka. What do you mean the rule doesn't apply? I mean, I don't want to go too deeply into sukkah right now, but there's a big debate about, you know, what exactly mitzar is and when it applies. Just to highlight it in a very clear-cut manner, there are some rishonim of the opinion that mitzar is potter min sukkah only when the person feels better inside rather than outside. Right? If there's some benefit. So in that circumstance, we say mitzar, you know, potter minasuk. So let's say you have a Kol Hashem Bo Sakana, and I would say he's not better off inside than outside. Right? Well, we still say that he's potter minasuk. Right? I'm not saying that's... the point is to try to find a way to isolate mitzar. There are people who think that mitzar is a tour when it comes to Shein of the Sukkah, but maybe not so much for all the cases in the Gemara, cases of Shein of the Sukkah, not Achil of the Sukkah. So the point I'm trying to make is that the point to Levush, Chola, Misham Shein, isn't just an extension of Mitztair, it's a different din, and it's a din based on Chola Shein Bo Sakana, because even though normally we look to Sakana and Bikuach Nefesh, but here and there are dinim that seem to imply that Chola Shein Bo Sakana is also, even on a Doraisa level, has status. And that is something I say that pops up again at the end of this topic when we talk about Shalom Kederech, and hopefully we'll get to that. But right now in the Gemara here, I'll take a question in 1 second, the Gemara is talking about not Shalom Kederech, and we're not talking about Sukkah. The Gemara is telling us that when the Torah says something is asur, then it's asur, even if the price is delayed therapy. As long as there's no sakana, isurim are a very serious matter, and you have no right to violate an isur, even for the sake of refuah. Yeah.
But I mean, isn't the
star
is hanging on Teshu Kein Tzaduru?
Well, that's a question.
Well, that's a question.
Kola is not. Well, Teshu Kein Tzaduru, well, that would be fine. That's exactly the point. I mean, the Bali Tosfos say that the reason the Mitzvah is Patur Min HaSukkah is because of Teshu Kein Tzaduru. And not everybody agrees. I mean, the Ramban, who's Perish Al Torah, seems to say something different, connected to the idea of Ezrach, Kola Ezrach. It has to be like a certain state of mind, to appreciate, the Mitzvah of Sukkah. The Taz in Arachayim also speaks about an Ovel, being in the Sukkah speaks about the Man Yehud, Doro Seichem. You have to be able to focus and concentrate on the significance of being in the Sukkah. So it's not so clear whether Mitzvah is only based on Teshu Kein Tzaduru. My point is more that according to the Levush, again, others disagree, but that according to the Levush, whatever Mitzvah is based on, Kola, which applies also to Mishum Sheyem, is qualitatively different. It's based on something else. So if that's based on Teshu Kein Tzaduru, this is based on a special Ptur of Kola Sheyem Basaka, and so on. So the point is that I'm just trying to show that even though normally we don't consider Kol HaShem B'Sakana to be a significant halachic category, right, on the Daraisa level. On the Rabbana level, it for sure is. Amir Lakum, we said for Kol, that's not Kol HaMasukah, that's Kol HaShem B'Sakana. Tainios, are not Nigzarim for Kol. When it comes to Drabanans, Kol HaShem B'Sakana is certainly a very serious category. I'm talking about in Torah, from a Daraisa point of view. Usually we think of, it's not just that you're supposed to take care of yourself, but when it's a clash between, an Easter Torah, or in some cases a mitzvah, maybe there's a difference between mitzvah. Is it Sukkah Dafka, according to Levush? Is it any mitzvah? These are the questions to ask. I'm just pointing out that Katsiyah the Gemara says, Ida Leika Sakana, Afilu Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah Namiro, because it's Davar Pasha. If we're talking about Kola, Shem B'Sakana, even though Kola is important, it's not important enough, right, to be Docha. I wouldn't say it's not important enough. It doesn't justify being Docha, an Isur, a Lav, in the Torah. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Leol and Vika Sakana. We're talking about a situation where there is Sakana, where it is Pikoch Nefesh, Vapilahachi, Atse Asherah Lo, and nonetheless we exclude Atze Ashera, the Tanya, Rav Lazar is of the opinion, Im Nemar B'Kol Nafshecha, Lama Nemar B'Kol Me'odecha. Torah says, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? Yehafta Eis Hashem Elokecha, B'Kol Levavecha, B'Kol Nafshecha, U'V'Kol Me'odecha. So what's this B'Kol Nafshecha, U'V'Kol Me'odecha? Famous Gemara, it appears here, it also appears in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, some brachos, in nemar b'chol me'odecha, lo me'nemar b'chol me'afshecha, elo lo me'lecha, what do you need both? In yesh adam shegufo chodiv olav mimamono, lekach nemar b'chol me'afshecha, yesh adam shemamono chodiv olav migufo, right, lekach nemar b'chol me'odecha. So again, there are different types of people in terms of what people hold dear to them. Right, most sane people,
taking your point of view,
right? Exactly. Most sane people are of the opinion that or conduct themselves in a manner where gufam is of chaviv aleihem imamonam. But there are people that whose perspective is a little more warped, and they do crazy things, So either way, we're being told whatever your priorities are, the Torah's priorities are clear, but sometimes man's are not. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter what your priorities are. Either way, the rule is that that Vyahaftas Hashem Elokecha takes precedence, takes priority over whichever of the things that you hold most dear. Now that, of course, is just quite an interesting thing in its own right. We'll get back to this. But, you know, we know this Gemara. We've seen it. And therefore, we, you know, we're kind of habituated to it. Therefore, we sometimes don't think of its implications. The Ran and the Ram Chalava, on the spot here, ask a very simple question. This is a source that Avodah Zarah, that Kol Misrapi L'chutznei Atzei Asher L'chutznei Avodah Zarah, that you can't justify, even to save your own life, you can't justify violating Avodah Zarah. So what's the makor? Because the Torah says, right, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha V'kol Levavcha V'kol Ma'aseh V'kol Yehudecha. Is that pasuk speaking about Avodah Zarah? Right? Again, we've seen this Gemara in one form or another, whether it's in Brachos or Sanhedrin, Tzachim, or we read it in Rashi, Al HaTorah. So we know this Gemara. You know, it's Girsa the Yankasa. But it's a very astonishing Gemara when you think about it. There's nothing in the Psukim in the beginning of Kriya Shema that are talking about Avodah Zarah. Why is this pasuk telling you, speaking to you about Avodah Zarah more than it is about Shmira Shabbos? You should express your love to the Rabbanu Shalom. No matter what it is, whether it's monetary, whether it's physical, whatever it takes. Yeah. So that's what you have to say, maybe. So the Ran, actually, if you look at the Ran, he discussed this question. Ram Chalava discussed it a little bit differently. I'll try to get back to that as well. But if you just look here at the back, the Ran, that may be the right conclusion. The Ran actually says two things that he seems to merge two things into one, but that's a very important idea, right? Actually, there are two elements in the Ran. I'll just read them both. If you see here, it's on, again, they redid the riff in my Gemara, but I think it's Vav and Aleph in the Daper riff, in the regular riffs. You see, the Ran, Dibur Maskel, Im Nehmar B'chol Napshecha, Lama Nehmar B'chol Meodecha. It says two things. Choma, Yomar Achavi, B'chol Shekein, She'en Achavi, Im Toma. Lama Hutzuchu, L'divrei, Rabbi Eliezer B'chan. Hello, Rabbi Eliezer, L'odor, Rishal Yituro Shal Mikra. Hava Limsor, Napshecha, Vosu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikra Malei, U'desiv, B'chol Napshecha. Right? Why do you need the drashos? When I say it says v'ahavta, it's Hashem Elokecha, and it says b'chol napshecha. Napshecha means giving up your life. So why do you need yiturim shel mikra? So this is sort of interesting in its own right. So the Ram says Hashem Elokecha v'drab Yishmael. There's a chole. There's somebody who thinks that pikuach nefesh applies even to avodah zarah. And that is a famous view of Rabbi Yishmael. I'll read it in a couple of minutes. Based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the famous Gemara about the Anos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Daled. There, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche even Avodah Zarah. Shal Kulan, where the Ran puts it, Shal Kulan to Omer V'chai Bahen, because the Torah says V'chai Bahen, right, the parasha we're going to read. And the V'chai Bahem V'loshe Yamus Bahem, that's how we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha, practically everything. So you would think, Rabbi Zara Nami, Bitsina, Yavor V'al Yeharek, that's the view of Rabbi Shema. And even Rabbi Zara, Bitsina, as long as the challenge is made, not in public, but in private, so there's a Chiv Yeharek V'al Yavor, even the Chiv, I'm sorry, of Yavor V'al Yeharek, of V'chai Bahem, to save your life, even in the case of Avodah Zarah Betzina. That's Shitas Rabbi Shema. Ubeparhesia Yehari Vayavar, Nidaloch Tishalus Shem Kadshi, Vigdashi Besoch, also this is Parsha, Vigdashi Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Yofinale Kedisan Perkin Mamidim. Well, today, Kod Vyahapta Hashem Elokecha, Bekolavat Ruchonachacha, Lomash Malaysia Yimser Napsha Babosho Shalakarish Baruchu. Hello, Sheyev, also, B'chol Leib, B'chol Nefesh, B'chol Ma'od. I guess it's interesting, it's just the Pesuk, we say Pesuk in, you know, several times a day. What do they really mean? What are they talking about? What are their implications? So, what the Rav is saying is, right, when you read the Pesukim according to Rabbi Shmuel, and you read the Pesukim according to, you know, the Cholkim, Kenegas, they have two totally different meanings. For Rabbi Shmuel, Yatat Hashem Elokecha just means you should have a lot of Avos Hashem. B'cholev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'od, kinin shekasur, asher shav al Hashem, b'chol levavo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol ma'odo. Right? That doesn't mean that he didn't give up his life. It means that, you know, to your utmost with exuberance and plenitude, etc. Does that mean that you have to sacrifice your life? Maybe up to the point of sacrificing your life. Maybe the best way to love the Ribbono Shel Olam is to live on in the world. Right? And, you know, maybe that's the best expression of Avos Hashem. You know, they say, you know, we commemorated the Yom HaShoah, you know, was it yesterday? And they say in the name of Yitzhak Nissenbaum that, you know, he used to say that, you know, in the time of the Shoah, the Kiddush HaChayim was the proper form, you know, of Kiddush Hashem. Because, you know, normally in history, you know, the Amos, you know, wanted us to convert, you know, and therefore the obligation that we had, or wanted us to violate. So the obligation we had was to demonstrate our loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam by refusing to give in, by refusing to succumb, by projecting our loyalty and fidelity, you know, to the Torah, to the mitzvot. But in the case of the Nazis, they weren't interested in converting the Jews and violate Dinei Torah. They were interested in killing us. So the act of defiance in that case is clear. Again, in what context exactly he said this seems very unclear. That's technically and halachically, you know, in terms of, I think it depends and turns on how you understand some of these sugyas, as we'll explain. And we're not going to spend too much time on it. It's a massive, massive topic. We're just going to discuss a couple of points. But depending on how you understand the Chiv of the Gimel Averos, right, the interest, or define the interest of the Anos, when there is an Anos, you know, is more or less important. But either way, in terms of Yahafas Hashem Elokecha, it's a very powerful point. Right, and it's a very poignant, you know, and powerful idea. The point is that Sheyev also b'chol leiv b'chol nefesh b'chol ma'od. Rabbi Shmuel is not less committed to Avos Hashem. He just thinks that b'chay b'hem v'lo sheyamos b'hem is consistent with Avos Hashem, living to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam another day. It's a kind of a, you know, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Tishmar, Shabbatos Harbe kind of an idea, is a greater expression maybe of Avos Hashem, or certainly not a lesser expression of Avos Hashem. So B'chol Leiv, B'chol Nefesh, B'chol Ma'od, you know, applies, notwithstanding the ceiling or the limit of Mesiras Nefesh. But the Chachamim disagree. Right there, Mesorah, is that you actually give up your life in expressing Avos Hashem. But there are two different readings of the Pasuk. Again, not less Ava, but Ava, you know, expressed differently in a different perspective on Ava, which is very important. Kinyan Shekasev, as we said. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Shmuel, naisi hachpais of Rabbi Lazar, di'ilu Rabbi Shmuel, lo kashalei midi, ala orche de krohu, avala Rabbi Lazar, kashalei al mamashma shechivo, litei nafsho ma'odo ba'avasa, shalak kodesh baruch hu, mishumachi, kasha, yom rachaviv. Why not just mention one which is more precious, the Kol Shekein Sheino Chaviv, right? And that's why we have this statement of the Gemara, Yesh Adam Shemamonu Chaviv Alav Migufo, Yesh Adam Shegufo Chaviv Alav Mimamonu. Then he adds the point that we just raised, which is the other interesting question, right? Which is, this pasuk isn't even talked about Azara. So I'm not sure. Again, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, so it just means the maximal Avos Hashem, but that doesn't necessarily translate into Mesiras Nefesh. That's fascinating. Good. Now, but according to the mainstream view, we don't pasken like a Bishmael. We pasken like the Chachamim, who say afilu who don't tell us not shachar. So then the question is, well, that's what it means. So how do you know that that applies to avodah zara particularly? Maybe it should apply to everything, or if not everything, maybe it should apply to something other than avodah zara. There's nothing in the parsha which specifically focuses on avodah zara. So again, just because we're habituated to this drasha doesn't mean that that isn't a good question. What's the answer? So what you said is correct, but that's an important perspective on avodah zara and on avodas Hashem. But he says it in an interesting way. He says, "V'hain l'tam b'demafkin yikod v'yahafta b'avodah zara l'chud v'lo mukul le'b'chol mitzvos shekiyuman hu avaso shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Right? For example, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's true. Right? Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't think of this pasuk as about Mesiras Nefesh at all. So then, you know, certainly we're not talking specifically about avodah zara. Yahafta Hashem Elokecha means, however, that's manifest in all mitzvot. So why isn't that true for the Chachamim in Mesiras Nefesh? So one aspect of it is, well, you have to take into account the other evidence. Right? This isn't the only pasuk, and it's not the only Gemara. Right? And there's something out there called the Chai Bohem Velo Shiyavus Bohem. So obviously, when you counterbalance one with the other, there has to be differences. It's not referring to all mitzvahs. Hainu taima, kibin de mikra echad mekel, v'hainu v'chai bohem, v'lo shiomus bohem, v'mikra echad machmir, v'hainu v'yahafta, v'stavra. So now you have, again, you're looking at the bigger picture now, right? So what does the total evidence tell you? You have to read each part in light of the bigger evidence in light of the other. It's a fascinating idea. The stabra l'uk mekra d'v'chai b'hem b'chol mitzvos kulon. Okay. Now we know why we're not saying it applies to kol mitzvos. But here, how do we know we're limited to avodah zara? The kra ukra d'v'ahavta b'avodah zara b'lechud shekol ha'kofer ba k'moda b'chol ha'torah kula is what you said before. And then he adds uba tolui ikar avaso shel HaKadosh Baruch. Now again, one could have said, if you look at the Rishonim, they say different ways. The number one, the Maru Chalava, instead of quoting Kol HaKofer Bo Kimoda B'Kol HaTorah Kula, quotes the other way. Kol HaModa B'Avodah Zara KeKofer B'Kol HaTorah Kula. Now if you recall some years ago when we, I don't know if everyone was here then, but when we learned Kulin, so both of these formulations appear in the Girsos and the Gemara there, and in Rambam in different places, and we discuss whether or not they're the same or not. Right? It's interesting whether you emphasize the rejection of avodah zara as a kiyum in kol mitzvos, or the opposite, the idea that being motive avodah zara might detract from kol mitzvos. Obviously, they're parallel and they're connected, but you could have argued one right without agreeing, you know, to the other. What they share in common, albeit that there are two different emphases, right, is the idea that we developed then, you know, what I call the you know, the linchpin, you know, idea. In other words, so there are certain, when it comes to Avos Hashem, when it comes to identifying, you know, as a loyal member of Klal Yisrael, right, so you have to distinguish between two different things. Right. One is, you know, lemaisa, what you keep, how much you keep. Right, and obviously, you know, we're all idealistic and ambitious. So we should be as Ovdei Hashem. So that matters very much. The more you do, you should be a maximalist Oved Hashem. You should do things properly and look for ways to do them even more properly, etc. But there still are two different ideas here. Right? One is what you do, how much you do, what level you're on, your, you know, all of that. There's another aspect, and that is the fundamental, definitional, minimal, you know, definition of being, you know, an identifying a Jew. So what, a person can be an avarian. Everybody does averus down there. Some people do more averus. A person can be an avarian, and he can still be a member in good standing. He's an avarian as a member of Kali Yisrael. And then his averus can reach the tipping point where there's practically nothing left. In what sense, aside from his accident of biology, is he still a member of Klal Yisrael? So this is the idea. Right, when we talk about a zara being unique, right, we mean it in several different ways. On the one hand, we mean it simply as a chumra sa'aveira. It's one of the, in a second, it's one of the aveiros hachi chamuros. Right, practically nothing is as bad, or almost nothing is as bad, as a vadazara. The maisa aveira, the aveira, is a davar chamur legamri. But these statements, called a moda, right, call a kofar rather than vadazara kilu, Mekayim is a mitzvos, or opposite, Kalamoda Bavadazara, Kekofer Bekala mitzvos, they imply not just Chumra. They're this idea, this is the tipping point, this is the threshold. Right? You want to know if somebody is Kofer Bavadazara, or etc., then he's a Jew, he's an Avadazara. Right? He's a lot of Averos. He can have many, many more Averos than mitzvos. Right, but he's still in the camp. You still look at him as an avar. If he's modeb avar zara, he can be machmir with every chumrah. Never mind in the shulchan aruch, in the post shulchan aruch. Okay, he can do everything properly. Right, but if he's modeb avar zara, it's all worth. That's what I mean by linchpin category. It's worthless. What is he? It's a cultural anomaly or a cultural curiosity. It's even offensive in a certain way, because it eviscerates, what Yadus really is. And in that sense, call a Moda Bavarazara, right, is Ki'ilu Bitel, call it Torah Kula. That's what you mean by a linchpin idea.
Shabbos also.
Yeah. So we'll get to Shabbos in a minute.
Yeah.
Call for vice abrasious. So it's interesting that when it comes to when it comes to the questions of Yahari Vayavar and things of like that, Shabbos doesn't have this status. When it comes to other things, we say for Mumar, for example, a person's a Mumar, a Chalas Shabbos, like a Mumar L'Avodah Zara, he's a Mumar L'Chalas Har Kula. And that, you don't say about a Mumar L'Gili Arayos, I'll get that in a second, but or even a Rotzeach, you don't say that he's a Mumar L'Chalas Har Kula. It's interesting that the the Halachas as a system is very dynamic and very complex. And instead of having like a simple hierarchy, that then applies, if you have mitzvah number one, the top three, the top five, whatever it is, and then you think you'd be able to plug it in, Tehari Vayavar, or Pikuach Nefesh, or Mumar Lechalal X is a Mumar Lechalal Torah Kula, and there could be a whole bunch of applications. For the morcha, or it's docha this, it's docha that, ad chomish b'damav, or kol damav, but it doesn't work that way. Right? When it comes to different things, we seem to have different lists. Now, not radically different lists. How about azaras on every list? That in itself tells you something. Right? So, why is that? Because they're different. If you're talking about, theology or linchpin categories, it's one thing. If you're talking about the Chumras Avera, it's something else. If you're talking about, doing something quality of life-wise which makes life unbearable, spiritually unbearable or unworthy, that could still be a third area. Right? The Mishnah in Avos says, Eina Tayodea, Matan Scharon, we're in the Avos time now, Matan Scharon Shom Mitzvah. Right, and the Mechashev, Hetzed Mitzvah, Keneged Schara, all of that, and that's how they have Matan Scharon Shom Mitzvah. So it's a discussion, there's somewhat of a discussion in the Mefarshim, and one could create a bigger discussion about it. What do you mean, and that's how they have Matan Scharon Shom Mitzvah? Right, we have hierarchies. There are certain things that are in Vayavar and other things are not. Certain things are Mamul Chalat Arakula, other things are not. What about Onshin? The Rishonim do talk about that. The Rambam and his Pirshim Shnayis, Nirvini Yonah, right? Why can't you just say whatever, is Chayv Misa, especially the most severe Chayv Misa, Right, I'll tell you that. Matzah is karm. So mitzvah.
This is partial. We learned that molar, you give away your children to your butter, so you can't say we're in the ocean.
Yeah, so that's, so that's, so when somebody,
right away,
that's true. It's a very good point. So it is a famous marsha, but it has roots already earlier. You know, that number one, do we really know? And then number two, sometimes the chumra is a kula, and sometimes the kula is a chumra. Because there's a certain kapara associated with the misa kamura, too. So sometimes the more chumra misa you get, it just shows that there's still hope for you. So that has a lot to do with that, that question. So that's part of it. But the other part of it is that it's complicated. It's not a simple, single, you know, monolith. You know, mitzvah chomer number one, and chomer, you know, next level and the third level. It depends what we're talking about. So this idea of kol kofer kemoda b'chol Torah kula, kol moda, right, kekofer b'chol Torah kula. And let's say even the emphasis of one as opposed to the other. You could have said one without the other. Is something that is particularly unique or singular about Avodah Zarah. It's interesting, the Maram Chalava, instead of quoting Kol HaKofer Kemoda B'Chol HaTorah Kula, has the opposite. Kol HaModa Kekofer B'Chol HaTorah Kula. And itself is interesting. The other thing is that the Maram Chalava adds, and he says, after all, the biggest Chil Hashem is to be found in Avodah Zarah. So if it says the Achas Hashem Elokecha, right, it's got to be, and there's only one, if you're going to pick, it says it's Stam. And we know this again, the counterweight, like the Ran says, of the Chai Bahem. So what's it going to be, the one exception? The biggest Chil Hashem. That's his formulation. The Ran doesn't say it that way. Right? The Ran says, Uba Talui Ikara Vaso Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he means. Right? Now, is that because Kol HaKofer Bo Kemoda B'Chol HaTorah Kula? Or this is a separate, there are two points he's making. Number one, Kol HaKofer Bo Kemoda B'Chol HaTorah Kula. That makes it unique, but not just unique, the most chamor. Right? The most impactful, the linchpin, like I said. Without Avodah Zarah, everything else is a cultural curiosity, maybe even an offensive one. Right? And that's why, or that, and therefore it stands out, it's unique. And that's why, or, and in addition, right, Uba Tolu Ikra Avaso Shalai Kodesh Baruch. I mean, don't think that the Easter of Avodah Zarah is just a theological requirement. It's something that's theologically, halachically mandated that you reject Avodah Zarah. Or being told here something profound, and that is, if somebody believes in Avodah Zarah, then he can't possibly have Avas Hashem. And you have to understand that what this means is not just a crude Avodah Zarah, right? But even a subtle Avodah Zarah. Because the din of a Kol Shafin Chutz Mi'atzei Asherah, right, is not limited to what other people think is Avodah Zarah. It's defined by what the halacha considers to be Avodah Zarah.
That's complicated.
And that's subtle and complicated.
What is a mice Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll absolutely get to that.
What about being an atheist? That's also...
So that's a good question. Is it Avodah Zarah, or is it lack of... So this is a big question.
Or an agnostic.
Yeah?
He's not a kind who will have to...
So the Ritva, there's a very famous... The Ritva, actually. The Ritva here in Psalm. Again, if I'm up and running, you know, technologically next week, I'll have some of these covers in front of us. But the Ritva here in Pesachim discusses, let's say something isn't technically of Avodah Zarah. Kfira. Let's say a person, the Radvaz, the famous Tshuva, the Radvaz, discussed in Yaradeya and Chos Avodah Zarah. Right? Let's say a person pronounces that the Torah is not divine. And that's not Avodah Zarah, right? According to the Radvaz, according to the Ritva, that's included in the din of Bakol Mishlap and Chutz Me'atzei Asherah and in the Sugin Sanhedrin of Yehareg V'Yavar. Because it isn't, is it, that's the question. The uniqueness of Avodah Zarah here is adopted a theological aspect of it, or it's the basic loyalty, right, to a halachic way of life. like I said before. That's a question. But either way, however you're going to define Avodah Zarah, which is complicated as we're showing, I take religions, right? As you all know, what is Halacha's view about Christianity? You know, Catholicism, the Protestant perspective on Christianity, which are a little bit different in terms of how they view the Trinity. What about Islam? Right? We say that technically, Islam is not Avodah Zarah for a Jew, because the Prophet Muhammad is a false prophet, but they didn't make him into a deity. Right? It's not... they don't have the equivalent of a Trinity. So, Islam is not theologically is not about Azara. And that Rishonim will say, and the Poskim will say, that the Dinim of Yehari Vayavo, for that reason, doesn't apply to Islam. Certainly not in the same way that it applies to Christianity. However, the Radvaz and Tshuva, thinks it's wrong. Not because he thinks that Islam is Avodah Zarah in a technical way, but because he understands the din of Yahari Bayavar or Bakal Misrap and Chutz is not being contingent upon theological Avodah Zarah. It's that basic, loyalty to Torah life and to the Rabbanu Shalom, to Rabbanu Shabbos.
So what about Shabbos?
Right, so Shabbos doesn't have that kind of... That's what I'm saying before, in terms of a linchpin kind of a thing. But if you believe in Islam...
Okay,
right. Right, so we'll tell you, but you're every chumra of the book in Shabbos. And you're in Chadash, and you say Omer, you say Lin, you say Bin, and you say Bi again, you say Li again, you're La or Ba, But then you go to your mosque, and you didn't do any Maisa Avodah Zarah, technically. It's ridiculous. Whatever you've done, as I say, is meaningless at best and offensive as a kind of chuchot tlula, at worst. So in that sense, I'm saying, what aspect of Avodah Zarah, that Shabbos doesn't have any of that. It's true, you're makrish from Isa Bracious, and that's a terrible thing. That makes you perhaps a mumar l'chol tzara kula. But no one says makala with a Shabbos. You can be a mumar l'chol tzara because of the chomer adavar. No one's going to say ki'ilu... Bitel call it Torah Kula. No, you don't have this phrase with respect to Shabbos. So what I'm saying is, what's fascinating about the Ran and Ramchal, each in their own way, again, Ramchalava, as I say, number one, they emphasize one the positive, the other the negative, about the linchpin. Number two is the Ramchalava emphasizes Chilul Hashem. The great Chilul Hashem of Avodah Zarah is the antithesis of Avas Hashem. And the Ran doesn't say that, but he does say that Avodah Zarah is, or the rejection of Avodah Zarah is the ultimate expression, the Ikar Avasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm saying, if that meant crude Avodah Zarah, then we understand, if you're going to go, bow down to the idol, so what does it mean when it doesn't mean very much. You'd say, I love the Rabbanu Shalom too. But let's say it's one of these subtle things. I mean, the Christians love God too. Right, they just believe again, I'm not going to characterize it, but in a Trinity, and it's not our concept of Yichud Hashem. For us, this is concept of Avodah Zarah. So that too is a violation of Avodah Zarah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the answer is yes. That makes this a very fascinating idea.
There would be an Achamin al Halacha, because both Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Lau's father were Mechadish. There's a
chiyuv
on the carton for
Kiddush
Hashem.
It's already
been dyke
in the Rambam.
Dash is up in Israel. It's the only mess on the Torah that's written in Lush and Nepal.
Yeah.
Rambam says,
call base Israel.
Call base Israel.
I always thought that.
So carton is Mechuin and Kiddush Hashem.
Could be.
So if it's based on Kiddush Hashem, so then they would apply to a carton too. But call me Israel.
Well, we'll get to that. With the Gimel Averis in general are based on Kiddush Hashem. I didn't even discuss that Bid Mam Chalaba.
It would certainly apply to a carton according to this thought.
Yeah, could be.
One thing always bothered me is that Nefesh seems to be a theological concept, a spiritual concept. It says Gufo Chavi Balov. It seems like we're taking that concept of nefesh
and making a goof here. Well, there's sometimes nefesh, the shama,
a physical thing, a goof will call me bolo. What if I nefesh that is just that the physical realm as opposed to the spiritual realm?
Right. Well, so I'm not sure. Nefesh or neshama, I think there's a difference between the two.
Yeah.
And neshama, we always say, is certainly purely spirit. Nefesh, you think you find, I think you find both.
I think that's more of a religious phenomenon.
Could be. I think it's really what Ron's asking originally, is why do you need Yiturim? You have the Chol Nafshecha. So that's... But either way, this is a very important discussion. Yeah. So this is interesting in the Hafa Shechem
Lekacha.
Well, because the Gemara in the continuation, as we'll read in a second, has other Makoros for Gilei Arayos and Rotzei.
Why would they be included in the Hafa?
So that's, I think, what he's saying. Where I think what he's saying is Avodah Zarah. You know, there may be three Ehari Vayavars, but the one that's specifically connected to Avos Hashem is Dafka Avodah Zarah for this reason. And that we don't find Kol Rotzeach, you know, Keilu Kofer Bekol Torah Kula. We don't find Kol Overal Gilei Arayos. They have their own reasoning. I think that's what's so fascinating about, in addition to the details and that, you know, the more obvious things are like subtle issues of you know, halacha / hashkafa and muna, you know, that are very much part of this topic. There's a hierarchy, there being different expressions of different things. This comer for that, that's comer. Again, everybody thinks, you know, and I'm making the complications. The complications that are out there, they're just trying to understand them better. But I think your diuk is correct. I mean, it's clear based on the Gemara that you need, and that there are other makaros for the other dinim. I think that's perfectly understandable.
But we're expanding what the Gemara is saying about the Zara. We're making it lack of emunah.
No, I'm just saying the Radbaz and the Ritva discuss whether or not Avodah Zarah. Well, one of the reasons that we can do that, let me make it clear. There's a machlokas, or Rishonim, whether or not, in the context of Yehari Gval Yavor, whether Avodah Zarah means Avodah Zarah specifically, in the more technical, like open up the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, or the Oredeya in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and see what constitutes Avodah Zarah. And then you could talk about Islam, no, Christianity, yes, this kind of Christianity, that kind of Christianity, Christianity for Christians, Christianity for Jews, meaning the Jew, you know, how does a Jew relate to Christianity? We don't necessarily think the Christians are of the Avodah Zarah. We think that Jews who believe in Christianity are of the Avodah Zarah. You know, all those subtle distinctions, but there, and what is Avodah Zarah? That's one way to look at it. Precisely because the makar, right, for Yehari Vayavar and Avodah Zarah says nothing, the Torah itself says nothing about Avodah Zarah. Right? The real makar is the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. So then the possibility that Avodah Zarah here doesn't mean technical, formal, legal Avodah Zarah. But that's a catchword for not anything. No. Still very limited. But it's a catchword for proper beliefs. Right, and those like basic beliefs, right, that allow us to look at your breaches as that, as a breach, right, but not as a lack of.
So it's a momentary breach.
No, whatever it is, I mean, it can be a momentary breach. Either way, we're talking about what people will say, you know, well, what they'll do. Either way, it's momentary.
Is it only for Farhat? Yeah.
No, this is Tzidnah. Yeah, Farhesia is a story of its own. This is the Gimel Averus.
Right.
What?
Theology doesn't matter.
Yeah. But the point is that precisely because, again, we dive through this Gemara, we say, oh, Avodah Zarah, b'chalabav 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 b'chalabav, but, you know, we don't often stop to think, which is what Rishonim did for us, thankfully, that, like, what do you mean? Everything about Avodah Zarah in this pasuk. That's why they have to come to the it's that which is everything, or that which is more chomer, or that which is bigger chil Hashem, or that which is the right, which is mutually exclusive to the very notion about Hashem. But once that's true, so then the idea that it should be an expanded Avodah Zarah rather than a limited right? Rather than a more legal, formal, limited avodah zarah, a narrower definition, not the, you know, bowing down, you know, what is religious avodah zarah as a religion, right? But as a, like, anything that violates, right, the tenets of the faith, the things, you know, that doesn't have to be just theological. That could also be, in a Torah Misina, you know, things of that sort. According to those who think that it's so, the Ritva, the Rashba, not everybody does. But that, on the contrary, because the Makar is a wider Makar, you know, that we might just apply a wider definition. Okay, anyway, that's the, you know, that's some of the implications just in the beginning of the series. Let's just go through the end of the Gemara. And as you can see, there's a lot here. We don't have time to follow it, but the Gemara then goes on to elaborate more fully. So now we have Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara goes on. By the way, there was another point that I should just mention very quickly, because I hope we'll get back to it, but in light of Simchon's point or question, he asked me just now whether B'hafas Hashem Elokecha applies only to Avodah Zarah or to the all Gimel Averos. So one thing, though, is important, and that is that the Ran, when he talks about the position of Rabbi Yishmael, he saw Rabbi Yishmael believes that the Atos Hashem Elokecha b'chol ba'avil kol ma'ashim b'chol miyodecha just means, Atos Hashem, it doesn't mean giving up your life. So when he applies that idea for Rabbi Yishmael, he says, for the Gimel Averos, and he mentions that that Rabbi Yishmael's din of Pikuach Nefesh being Doche, Avodah Zarah, is true for everything. Even for, as we'll see in a moment, Rotzeach and Gilei Arayos. Now, this is Rabbi Yishmael. We'll get back to this, but Rabbi Yishmael has quoted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says absolutely nothing about Rotzeach and Gilei Arayos. He only says that Avodah Zarah, right, if it's Betzina, privately, is subject to Pikuach Nefesh. And say a word about Gilei Arayos, and say anything about Rotzeach. And there, in fact, is a machlokas Rishonim regarding this point. Shall we assume that it's all a package? If Rabbi Shmuel denies Yehoreh Vayavar in Avodah Zarah, then he denies it for the other two as well. Maybe on the Kal, maybe it's even Kal B'Chomer. Right? If the worst of them is Avodah Zarah in some sense, so if you think that Pikuach Nefesh applies to Avodah Zarah, then it'll apply to other things as well. Others disagree. The Agos Hashri, I think, is misnapic on this point, and others are explicitly disagree. Tosfos reading Avodah Zarah speaks about it. They think that, Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. But, for example, I mean, the most obvious one is Rotzeach, obviously, which we'll get to in a moment, has the famous Svara, right? Just because you can save your life rather than... And succumb when it comes to Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that you can take somebody else's life. But even Gilei Arayos, where there's no makar, you can say, oh, Avodah Zarah is theological, so you live, to profess your belief in another day. Moreover, in Avodah Zarah, there's a kula in addition to the chumrah. That is, Avodah Zarah, right, is seemingly, right, it is an action, but it's an action which seems to be an expression of belief. Right, so if it's false, so he makes you bow down, but libo l'shamayim, there's no real kabbalah salakus. So what is it? It's an empty gesture, right? Gilei Arayos is with a gun to your head, it's still Gilei Arayos. There's another, there's a partner, and there's an objective action, and of course, Tzeach is the ultimate in that, it's not Hefshir B'Chazara or anything. Let's say it's not a formal Maisa Ritzicha, because he's on us. Tell that to the family, and to the, obviously, there's room on several levels, both in terms of the different dynamic of Chumrah for different dinim, as well as the relationship between Machshava and Maisa, irrevocability, and other things to make Chilukim here. So that it's important to know that that too is a discussion. Anyway, let's just finish up the Gemara first and then we'll talk more about it. So the Gemara says, Kiyasa Rabban Amar Yochanan Bakol Misrapin. Here we extend, this is even in our Gemara. Right, the first topic was Atzi Asherah. Kavanah Zarah wouldn't say anything about anything else. Rabbi Yochanan extends it, but Kol Mitzrayim and Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Mishkichus Dami. So the Gemara says Avodah Zarah Hadam Aron. The Makar is the Achlus Hashem Lo Kacha, which we just discussed. Gilei Arayos Mishkichus Damim. The Tanya. Rabbi Omer Ki Kasher Yachum Yishal Reyu Uritzacho Nefesh Kain Hadavar Hazeh. The Torah, it seems to equate murder, right, with Gilei Arayos. Kein HaDavar HaZeh. V'chima inin rotzeh etel nara murasa. Why are we comparing the violation of a nara murasa with Ratzach? Harizabal lamed v'nimsa lamed. Makish rotzeach v'nara hamurasa. The answer is it goes in both directions. Ma nara hamurasa nitan lahatzila b'napsho, afrotzeach nitan lahatzilo b'napsho. Just as you can prevent the abuse, the violation of a nara murasa, even if it means taking the person's life, right? Certainly you can stop him from murdering, right, as well. And then it goes in the other direction, which is what we're interested in here. The nara murasa mirotzeach, ma rotzeach yehareg v'al yavor, haf nara murasa tehareg the al tavor. This is in Rotzeach, right there. There's no pikuach, etzer pikuach nefesh. So too, when it comes to Gilei Arayos, there's no etzer pikuach nefesh. And the Gemara says, how do you know that there's no etzer pikuach nefesh in Rotzeach? Ushvichas damim gufei min alam. So the Gemara gives the famous svara. Svara hu ki ahud asa the kamid rava amalei mari durai. Right, Amali zil katale leplanya, go kill X, vilo, and if not, katilna loch, kill him or I'll kill you. So the Gemara said, told him, Amale likatluch, you should be killed, vilo, tiktol, rather than kill the other party. My chaz is damididach sumak tse, dilma damidahu gavra sumak tse. That's the, how do you know that your blood is redder than his blood? Meaning, you know, who says that your life is more precious than his life? That's the start. So we have here then, I'm just going to read one more line actually. So the Gemara has the source for the Gimel of Eros, where even Betzina, there is a category, there's a din of Yehari Glayab. Oh. So then the Gemara goes on and says, one more line, I referred to
it's
before.
It's strange that you learn that the rice are not simply a svara.
Yes, I mean, it is quite unusual. Quite a strong svara. But you're right, it is a...
I'm sure it can be... controverted with his proper
law. Well, not just
great common talk in our arms, right?
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is what is it, crime and punishment.
Yeah.
The book by Dostoevsky. How do you put a value on? On people's lives. I mean, that's the real idea of this is that's the point, right? You may be a Talmud Chacham and he may be, she might be an old, pawnbroker or whatever it is, who hasn't shown much rachmanis to people and so on. But my cause is to say, how do you know how the Rabbanu Shalom looks at things? But you're absolutely correct, not just in terms of the ability to like subvert the real issue, what would say the positive way, and that is the halakha itself struggles to apply this in certain cases. For example, what will happen in a situation where somebody is very ill and they're dying, right? Kill him or I'll kill you both. In triage cases, of course, the first issue. So even if something is crude as he's a shoemaker. I hope nobody here is a shoemaker. Or I hope you are. I don't mean it in a bad way. X is a shoemaker. I got
Saskatoon.
The Saskatoon syndrome. So the you know, X is a shoemaker, and Y is a what's that?
Einstein.
Yeah, Einstein. Or a captain of industry, or even a professor of economics, in a noted university. So so there we understand, that that function, let's say, is not likely. But what about things, like, say, triage things where, X, unfortunately, X is 20 years old, and then Y is 99 years old, and then or 119 years old, and in failing health. Right? So, do you still apply the smart? But even more so, as you say. I'll kill both of you, unless you kill him. So nobody's like, that's an actual discussion in the halakha. Right? For the Tosefta and the Mishnayos and Trumas, famous cases, right, where the hand him over, or I'll kill everybody. Or I'll kill a bunch more people. Right, this is also the difference between those cases, meaning I'll kill him and you if you don't kill him. And either way, his life is forfeit in some respect. Of course, it's still, can you pull the trigger? Right? Either mitzvah the svar. Or I'm going to kill 20 people unless you kill one person, but not one of the 20. Do you still apply this din? Right? So this is a big discussion. What the whole discussion, Tosefta, Yerushalmi, what if they identify the person? Does that make a difference? Does that make him erotic? Like they say, oh, give us one, and we'll spare everybody. Can you pick one? That's different than, oh, give us Plony, and we'll spare everybody. And the other day, give us Plony, who anyways is Kaib Misa, right, and we'll spare everybody. But all those things are controversial. In some cases we're a little shocked, given the Sara, that it wouldn't work. For example, I'll kill you both unless you kill him. So, from a redness of the blood point of view, what's the problem? Is this just a metaphor for saying, never a hefter for Maisa Retzach? That's a different meaning already. That's what you'd have to say. In other cases, we're shocked, that maybe there's some way to measure redness of blood. I don't mean literally redness of blood. I mean in the Gemara sense. Meaning, age or function or numbers. 20 people for one person, would be able to justify that. It's a conundrum. So, it's so your aura that, not so much that you could abuse it, but that it leaves things much more open, and therefore it's a different kind of limud, is certainly important. The Rishonim and the Achronim discuss the fact that because it's based on a svara as opposed to a limud, A, and because of the particular svara itself, that we really might treat it differently. When it comes, for example, the Gemara has a whole discussion, you mentioned cotton before, right? The Gemara itself in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion about Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach Mitzuma B'Kiddush Hashem. And then there's this Rishon about discussion. What are we talking about? Mahesia? Are we talking about Sina and the Gimel of Eros? What exactly are we talking about? And then there's the question of the Halacha, how we paskin. So the Mishnah Melech has a whole discussion whether we shouldn't be Machalik between Rotseach, and everything else. That's all it's based on the Svara. The other things are based on Zeres HaKatsum. Maybe those Zeres HaKatsum only apply to Klal Yisrael. But maybe the Chai Bahem Elo Shem Tosis and Sanhedrin. Maybe the Chayim Ayim Loshi Yalmasayim itself only applies to Klal Yisrael. Right? Or maybe you only need it for Klal Yisrael, and it's obvious for everybody else. But the point is that Svara is a Svara. One would think that a Svara is universal. Right? So why should the redness of the blood Svara apply only to Jews and not to non-Jews? So even if you hold that there's no Gili Arayo, so there's no Avodah Zarah equivalent, maybe you don't say that. So there are, the fact that it's misvara and it's not a limud, A, B, the nature of the svara, how to apply this svara, la halakha, is a very big topic. It's a mass, the whole thing is a massive topic. We're not going to give it to it. It's a proper topic. It is a Gemara.
Yeah. And did he have solo? We make a distinction. Talakoka, amount of Talakoka.
Well,
for Koinito, Amoris.
That's true. It's again, in the Horians. That's in terms of, and that's true, that's kind of a model in terms of maximize, not in terms of the way I understand that, not in terms of Kedusha Tzisrael, but in terms of, you know, the let's say you can't decide something on the basis of Kedusha Tzisrael, so then you decide on the basis of, you know, some other, you know, significantly lesser, yet, you know, still, you know, factor, including like the maximization of mitzvos. A Kohen has more mitzvos than a Levi. A man has more mitzvos than a woman. I think the way to look at that is that, again, it's not comparable to these cases. You're not being asked to pull the trigger. You have limited resources or limited options, and you can save one person, you can't save two. It's not one at the expense of the other. It's who are you going to save? So, and then I think, again, I'm speaking most that can't prove it so much. It's certainly, if I can just tell you, my instinct is certain about this. It has nothing to do with Kedushas HaChayim, or Kedushas HaChayim. In other words, a Kohen has more Kedusha than a Yisrael, but not more Kedushas HaChayim, and not more Kedusha the Jew. He just has Kedushas Kuna, which a Jew doesn't have. That's a different idea. A Levi doesn't even have probably more Kedusha than a Yisrael. Because the Levi has certain prerogatives, he has more mitzvot than a Yisrael. A man has more mitzvot than a woman. Right? In terms of their Kedusha Sachayim, in terms of their Kedusha Sagavra, their Kedusha Yisrael, probably it's the same. But the point is that in a situation where you have limited resources, and it isn't a question of trading X for Y. That you can't do. That's this, okay. But it's a question of, you know, where you're going to take your stand or put your resources. So then, even though relative to the bigger questions, these are really small and trivial questions, right? They're not so trivial. They still give you, otherwise you're, I think there are two points. One is, listen, this, everything else is neutralized, so this is what it is. And B is, you need something to make a decision, because otherwise you're in paralysis. You can't mount any kind of atzalah because you can't justify. So the Torah needs something to break that deadlock, something important, obviously. But my argument is that importance relative to, you know, the bigger questions of equality, you know, pales into insignificance. It's just, that's what's kaveh. That's another example of the complexity of these things. Now, we're going to stop in a minute, but let me just at least set the framework here. So, there are two issues I wanted to bring to your attention before we stop today, and hopefully we'll pick up on them next week. Number one, this thing of therapy, the Kol Nisrap in Chutz Me'atzei Hashem, this, of course, raises a very important question. What kind of therapy requires a Avodah Zarah? Right? What do we mean by that? So here we encounter a very important machlokas from Rishon. Rashi, the last three words. Oh, we'll just read the Rashi, because b'chol mitzrapin, afilu b'yisrael, lo menemer b'chol modecha, Rashi says, the last Rashi on Chotem and Aleph. Yomer ha'chovit mishneim, right? The dayo, like we talk about in the Ran, right? You should figure out whichever one is more precious, and that is going to be sacrificed for the sake you don't need both. It's either called Atzer or called Yodecha. From the far, the Fisha Pa'adin, Shezechaviv, Upam Shezechaviv, Kachutz Kushneim. Omar, Ehovas Baracha, Yosem, and Echaviv Alecha. Fine. So that's fine and good. Then he adds on the Shrapa Gatze Hashera, though. What's the problem with the Shrapa Gatze Hashera? Nira Kimotaba. So Rashi is addressing the question. What do you mean? What's the special therapy of a Rezar? The problem is obvious. It's the therapy is by virtue of the fact that it's a Rezara. We don't believe in a Rezara. Right? So if we don't believe in it, how does a Rezara have some special therapy? Right? If it's the tree and it happens coincidentally to be a Rezara, so is that constitute a Rezara of Yahar Vayavar? Right? That's the problem. So Rashi's answer to the problem is Nira Kimodaba. But people may get the impression right, that by using this Asherah, right, you are sympathetic to it, or you think it has power. The question with regard to Rashi is how seriously to take the word Nira. Right? How is this like a Marasayan? Is Rashi saying that Marasayan of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah with regard to Yehoreh Vayavor? There is such a discussion in the Rishonim. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, 2 days in the Ram in Avodah Zarah, Sugidaki Beis and Beis. And one of them talks about a character with a guy, you know, he drops his shekel, you know, it doesn't drop, it falls out of his pocket. And to pick it up, he has to bow down or bend down. And there happens to be a big idol, you know, in front of him. Or he's, you know, really thirsty. And, you know, in order to drink, he has to bend down and drink from the faucet. And the faucet is placed strategically, you know, in such a way as to make it seem as if you're being Korea. So the other people from a distance will see, they'll think he's being Korea, Mishnachaba to the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a whole whatever. The Gemara says, it's Sricha, we need this case, we need that case, we need the next case. When it comes to the drinking, the Gemara says, well, you know, if he doesn't drink, he's going to die. You know? So there's a discussion in the Ran. The Ran says, he's really going to die. So it's Bikoch Nefesh, so we're saying, never mind an insincere Kabbalah Salakut, so he spoke of before. This isn't even that, it's Mar Zion. He's taking a drink, he's not saying anything, not doing anything wrong. You know, just that he's in the wrong place, or the fountain's in the wrong place. So, because other people's suspicions and their perceptions, you know, that constitutes Avodah Zarah of Yehoreh Vayavor. So the Ran says, no. One day the Ran says, no. He's not going to die. It's a little of an exaggeration. It's like, you know, like Esav, you know, was going to die. You know, it means he's really thirsty. He might get sick. You know, he needs a drink. He's going to dehydrate a little bit. Or a lot, whatever it is, he really needs a drink. If he's really going to die, then Mar Sayin of Avodah Zarah is not Yehoreh Vayavor. Inami, says the Ran. Yeah, Mar Sayin of Avodah Zarah is Yehoreh Vayavor. Is that what Rashi means here? Maybe. It doesn't really matter anymore because we have 2 days in the Ran. But it's like Rashi raised that question. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, the physician presents this as it's a it's an Avodah Zarah healing. Who's Tosfos? Neil Lurid the Myri Kigon Shein Yachal Yisrafin Mishar Eitzin. The same kind of tree, right? Isn't used or isn't going to be used. Elabazet Kigon Ayde Shedim Oshem Davar Acher. There's a lot of mumbo jumbo, you know, going on. Mishum Da'asin Lemitai Basa Avodah Zarah. Gabe ben Dama Bavarzor Perik Sheni Shenashko Nachash, right? He was bitten by a snake. Bal Yaakov Ishkvat Zakanya Lerafoso Lo Nicher Rabbi Shmuel Mishum Deminus Mashcha. The Mefarsh Mishum the Perik Shmona Shrapsim Sheirotza Lelachos Bo Lo B'Shem Zar. He wanted to whisper in his ear, you know, these incantations or whatever it is, or some other, you know, some you know, god or whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's just, you know, this is a tree, you know, it has the right herbs, and it's gonna cure him. It happens to be an Avodah Zarah tree. It's a coincidence. Shari, Kamin Hasan Rabbavo Rama Le Yaakov Afikursa Sama Shake, he drank it. So that's the view of Tosfos. The Ran, I won't read it inside because we have to stop. The Ran disagrees. The Ran quotes Tosfos, and the Ran says, absolutely not. The Yerushalmi seems to say that even in the case of Stam, the guy says, the doctor comes, and he says, listen, the only thing that can save you, my friend, or my patient, is, the bark of the whatever tree. Stam, right? And the only one that's accessible, right, happens to be coincidentally in Asherah, but no one's purporting that, you know, that there are powers of Avodah Zarah. It's not substantive Avodah Zarah like Tosfos. It's not Mar Zion, or maybe Mar Zion like Rashi. What is it? So the Ram says it's Lo Yidbak Me'uma Min Acherim. You're not allowed to be an enemy of Avodah Zarah. It's an Isra Anah. So the Ram says, oh, so the Isra Anah of Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah Linyan Yehoreh Vayavor. one would think that Yehari Vayavar, the Yisra Avodah Zara, Yehari Vayavar, is when you do a Baisa Avodah Zara, Kabbalah Salakus, Ishtachava, you know, Kedarko, Shalokedar, whatever it is, some real act of Avodah. Right? This isn't that. This is a coincidence. This is an Yisra'ana. It's a coincidence that it happens to be. You know, it's also about non, you're not allowed to be Nanaf. If it was Chol Shein Masukan, you wouldn't be able to do it. But this is Yehari Vayavar. So the Rambam says, absolutely. This is the concept of what we call Abizrahim. And he says, this is exactly the same as the Gemara. I'll read it to you next time. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says this man was obsessed. He had like a compulsion, right, to be involved with, this is a Gilei Arayos case, either to be involved with, somebody who was forbidden to him, or even just to, you know, to watch her, right? Very strange Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yehari Vayavar. So the Ram says, how come? What is it? It's those Sikravu, the Galos, there. No, Arayos, there. He doesn't do anything. Right? And certainly in the second case, he's not doing anything. So what is it? And the answer is, it's Abizrayu. This is the idea of Abizrayu, the Gilei Arayos. Other Rishonim disagree. What do they do? Well, what do they do with Asherah? They learn it like Rashi or Tosfos. What do they do with Gilei Arayos? So there are several possibilities. I'll just mention one now, and we'll continue next week. One is the Gemara and the Avodah Zara. The Ramban suggests this, but rejects it. But I don't think it's such a bad idea. The Gemara really says that she, meaning this person has some compulsion, right? The woman, the Pashtus, has nothing. She's just the victim of it. She has nothing to do with it. Should she succumb? Should she violate Isurim because he has a compulsion? So the Gemara says no. So Ramban says, well, maybe the idea there, if it was his violation to save himself, and it wasn't an actual Maisa of Gilei Arayos, right, that would be a different story. But she has to violate Losikravu Legalos Erva to save him. In the end, Ramban rejects it. Ramban says, listen, If he would be able to do it, then she should be able to do it to save his life. So I want to speak about that next week also. The point is that there's a question here, what is the nature of Abizrayim? The bigger question I want to discuss is, this is the Gemara in Psachim. And it talks about therapy. Medicine. The parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin, where you have a lot of the same Shakravatarya, is not about medicine, it's about an anus. Somebody puts a gun to your head. Is it exactly the same sugya? We understand there are a lot of parallels. Or are there differences? And if there are, how do they express themselves in Rishonim? And what are the halachic and philosophical implications of that? So we'll continue with this next.